Hi, I'm Peter Hill, and welcome to all you folk out there in podcast land. This is a radio program style quiz, and I'll give you the question number, the question, then four options, some thinking music, then the answer and explanation. We'll start soon after a little bit of introduction music. Question 1. We associate the word Islam with one of the world's major religions. But what is the meaning of the word Islam from its original dialect?
A.
Submission.
B.
Faith.
C.
True religion.
D.
Goodness.
The answer is A.
Submission.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
The word Islam comes from an Arabic word meaning submission. So there is nothing about proselytizing or anything or warlike associated with the word Islam, which we sort of consider now. But it was the sort of central theme of the Prophet when he was this is Prophet Muhammad, that this form of religion is a form of submission of your beliefs to a greater belief. That's at least the origin of the word Islam.
So for the question.
We associate the word Islam with one of the world's major religions. But what is the meaning of the word Islam from its original dialect?
The answer is...
submission.
Question 2.
How many major sects are there in the Islamic religion?
A.
20.
B.
4.
C.
200.
D.
2.
The answer is B.
4.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
The Islamic religion is broken up into four large identifiable sects. Three of the sects originate from disputes or interpretations of the succession of authority from arising from Muhammad. These are Sunni, Shia, and I have to apologize, I don't have the pronunciation in my head for the third sect, but we will get on to that and get the pronunciation. The fourth sect arose in the late 19th century, around 1880, and it's a more modern, it's more aligned with, Western values. It's got opinions about science, it runs on convention. And this sect is, the fourth sect is about 1% of the entire Muslim population belong to this fourth sect. So there are four sects in that constitute the Islamic religion. So if you're Islamic, you can go a further level down and identify what sect of Islam. But similar to be, you can be Christian, and you can be Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, Russian Orthodox. You can get all these different sects. But in Islam, there are four sects.
So for the question.
How many major sects are there in the Islamic religion?
The answer is
4.
Question 3.
What is the most recent sect of Islam to be established?
A.
Kharijites.
B.
Ahmadiyya.
C.
Sunni.
D.
Shia.
The answer is B.
Ahmadiyya.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
You would have heard the use of the internet to get the pronunciation correct. That's, I suppose, one of the innovations here. But it's true that this particular sect is the most recent sect originating in Pakistan around 1880 and beyond, going forward. And interestingly, it's got a very clear movement against any form of terrorism built into its logic and DNA. So it's well worth looking this up and reading about it.
So for the question,
what is the most recent sect of Islam to be established?
The answer is
Ahmadiyya.
Question 4.
What sect of Islam is traditionally associated with a militant outlook?
A.
Shia.
B.
Ahmadiyya.
C.
Kharijites.
D.
Sunni.
The answer is C.
Kharijites.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
This is a bit harder to explain, because a lot of people, when they think of Muslims, it's just one huge block, and they associate that whole block with terrorism and a militant outlook. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. As noted, there are 4 sects. I can't pronounce all the 4 sects. So this is, if you have a Muslim in front of you, they'll belong to one of these 4 sects. So there's the Sunni Muslims, and that corresponds to 80 to 85% of all Muslims. And that's from almost all the world, particularly Saudi Arabia, but Indonesia, all that are Sunni Muslims. And they believe that there is a succession from, Muhammad. But it's not a hereditary one. There's a fraction really early on, a schism really on with the Shiites, and they're about 15%, and that corresponds largely with Iran, that area around there, but the borders extend beyond there. And they, one sect of them believes that there's, I think, 12 Omans, or 12 successors from, Muhammad. Now, all sects pray 5 times a day. However, Shiites, rather than the Sunnis, they compress double up to their prayers, so they pray 3 times a day. But one of the sessions is 2 double sessions, so they still pray 5 times a day. Now, There's one which is a modern one, which I have referred to recently. My pronunciation doesn't go with me at the moment, and obviously as I improve it, I'll be able to do it. But the sect, which has been associated with terrorism or militantism, is the Kharijites. Now, the Kharijites broke away from, got frustrated with the compromise between the Shiites and the Sunnis early on, and they broke off and had a more militaristic view of conquest and terrorism, and not believing in any particular system in general to determine succession. And they had been fairly militaristic for hundreds of years, and their operations sort of waxed and waned. And the group which originates, or which has evolved from them, is a group called the Ibadi group. And this is the sort of the third major group. So the Ibadi group's probably about 5%, 4%, with the final group being 1%, 1 or 2%, around those things. It's very hard to actually get the actual values. Now, the Ibadi are in Oman. They're exclusively for Oman, and they were militant, but they have now rejected militantism. So the Kharijites are the militant group, historically the militant group, but the evolved people from that group are the Ibadi people of Oman. Now, Oman's in the Saudi Arabia Peninsula, so the extreme end of it, the extreme southern end, towards the east, is a strip of land next to Yemen. So there's Yemen and Oman. So it goes Saudi Arabia, and just before it reaches down into the Gulf, or the end there, you've got Yemen and Oman. So Oman's got this own special sect of Islam, which is Ibadi, which has evolved from the Kharijites. Now, the Kharijites were traditionally the most extreme and violent group. And what has happened is that we have had Islamic State, and Islamic State has a lot of the characteristics of not obeying law and order and not having a system of imams, or the way of seeing their power structure. It's based as a political state. So it's got a lot of the philosophy of the Kharijites. So people have identified them with the Kharijites, but they are actually a Sunni breakaway sect. So it's as if the Sunni groups have broken away and fallen into the space left by the historic Kharijites. So this is as best as I understand it. So the question was, what sect is associated with terrorism? And it's not, in fact, that they are terrorists. It's just that historically they were more militant. They've evolved away. And now a new militant group has moved away from the Sunni sect. Sunni Muslims has moved away from that sect, and therefore are classed by commentators as being like this old sect. So it's a bit hard to understand. And so it's rather strange trying to actually analyse what Iran is doing, which is Shiite, because Shiite doesn't necessarily relate to the Sunni people, which is a Sunni derivative is in the Islamic State. And so the Islamic State is described as Kharijites, but there's no actual historic linkage between it. A bit complicated, but that's the way it is. And I think the important thing is understanding the complexity of this in terms of if you're going to be prejudiced or say a sweeping statement, there's sort of expectation, oh, I've got no time, it's going to be complicated. The fact, and sit down and understand things. The fact is that it is complicated and requires a lot of understanding.
So for the question,
what sect of Islam is traditionally associated with a militant outlook?
The answer is
Kharijites.
Question 5. What Muslim sect is mostly confined to Iran?
A.
Shia.
B.
Sunni.
C.
Kharijites.
D.
Ahmadiyya.
The answer is A.
Shia.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Shia sect is the second largest sect and is associated mostly with Iran, although there's other places where they have some dominance, and they had basically a dispute with the rest of the Muslim world about who should succeed Muhammad, and so they had a more focus on religious leaders succeeding, so their religious leaders wield a lot more political power, and so they've got a different nature, and basic differences between the Sunni and the Shiite. But the Shiites are mostly associated or confined to Iran.
So for the question,
what Muslim sect is mostly confined to Iran?
The answer is
Shia.
Question 6. What sect of Islam has the majority of people in it?
A.
Kharijites.
B.
Sunni.
C.
Shia.
D.
Ahmadiyya.
The answer is B.
Sunni.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Sunni is the most populous Islamic sect, comprising of roughly between 80 and 85% of all Muslim people. So it covers areas like most of North Africa, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Islamic sections of Southeast Asia, including Malaysia.
So for the question,
what sect of Islam has the majority of people in it?
The answer is
Sunni.
Question 7. How is the Sunni sect caliphate organized?
A.
It ceased operation during the Napoleonic Wars.
B.
It was dissolved in 1923.
C.
It is run by the United Nations.
D.
It is run by Saudi Arabia.
The answer is B.
It was dissolved in 1923.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
A caliphate refers to a religious state sort of analogous to the papal state, sort of very roughly. Now, the Sunni is the most populous religion, and its religious state was headquartered in the Ottoman Empire. And when this empire dissolved, the state also dissolved, leading to a more ad hoc progression after 1923.
So for the question.
How is the Sunni sect caliphate organized?
The answer is...
It was dissolved in 1923.
Question 8.
What do the words Al-Qaeda mean in Arabic?
A.
The way of light.
B.
The holy war.
C.
The foundation.
D.
The way of truth.
The answer is C.
The foundation.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Al-Qaeda was founded in around 1986-1988 by Osama bin Laden. And he is from the Sunni sect from Saudi Arabia. This is mainstream. But the way that he set it up was closer to the Qarijit sect. So it is from a Sunni sect, but it's a breakaway, and it's landed towards a more ancient version of another sect. And the Al-Qaeda from the Arab comes with the Arab meaning the foundation.
So for the question.
What do the words Al-Qaeda mean in Arabic?
The answer is...
The foundation.
The quiz. We hope you enjoyed it. You're feeling a bit more confident and it added to your store of knowledge. Cheerio, see you next time.